USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, a historic April snowstorm called a bomb cyclone hitting the upper Midwest. The powerful spring blizzard bringing with it up to 2 feet of snow and hail in parts of South Dakota and in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area. Now new flood fears once it all melts. In other news, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange under arrest and in jail in London after 7 years of taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy.
President Trump says he doesn't have an opinion on the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Lawyer Michael Avenatti, who once represented porn star Stormy Daniels, facing a 36-count federal indictment.
Mr. Assange was arrested at the Ecuadorian embassy after the ambassador formally notified him that his asylum would be revoked, and he was arrested by British police.
More now on WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 47 years old, sitting in a jail in London at this hour after hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in England for the past 7 years. His attorney, Jennifer Robinson, speaking with reporters.
We will be contesting and fighting extradition. We've requested that he now gets medical treatment. He's been refused medical treatment for the past 7.5 years, since being inside the embassy.
She goes on to say,
this sets a dangerous precedent for all media organizations and journalists in Europe and elsewhere around the world. This precedent means that any journalist can be extradited for prosecution in the United States for having published truthful information about the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The very latest on the heartbeat bill in the state of Ohio. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Ohio joins Arkansas, North Dakota, Iowa, Kentucky, and Mississippi that have similar bills under legal challenge. The American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio has already promised a legal challenge to this most recent bill that was signed during ceremonies in Columbus. Doctors who do perform an abortion after a heartbeat is detected face felony charges that could mean a one-year prison sentence. A heartbeat can usually be detected at about 6 weeks after conception. I'm John Clemens.
More bad news for couch potatoes in USA News for Your Health. A new study out about the time you spend sitting in a chair or on a couch. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
It's long been known that working out improves metabolism so that fat is burned more efficiently, but now comes a study that says sitting too much might make the time spent exercising less effective. The findings are in the Journal of Applied Physiology, indicating that sitting for too long may overpower the positive ways a body reacts to exercise when you do engage in it. The authors say the results suggest that being sedentary for long periods may create conditions inside our bodies that make us resistant to the usual metabolic improvements after acute exercise. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.